Okay. It was good. You know what? We incorporated two periods of third down work, one in the middle of practice, and then one towards the end. Good versus good. So, you know, I think just an emphasis. We've had this situation where it was in the red zone, and we wanted to address it with more plays and just, you know, bring the emphasis up to our team. So, you know, I was pleased with how it went.
How do you, when you practice third downs during the week, how many of you practice third longs and third mediums? Do you do evenly?
Yeah, you know, you only got so many plays, so you just try to spread it out based sometimes on how you think the game could go. And it's based on every team, you know, if they're a running team, passing team, because sometimes those guys present different, more, you know, a running team, heavy-oriented run team, you'll get maybe more third and mediums and third and shorts. You know, so it's really based on the team.
If Telvin can't go, who starts in his place?
Look for Hayes Pollard to get some reps there.
He's done some good things on special teams.
Yes.
What do you like?
Well, you know, I think he's a bigger body type linebacker for us. So Mal's put him in situations where he could use that, his strength. You know, here's a guy that at SC I think was their leading tackler. So he obviously has a you know, instincts and understands the game pretty well. So it's just getting used to our system.
Allen Robinson, alternate to the Pro Bowl, how rewarding is that?
Well, I think it's great. You know, we talked about, you know, things like this take place within a team you know, I think it's really cool. It really shows up for the whole team. You know, so many people are a part of it. But, you know, here's a guy that's worked extremely hard. We have other guys that worked really hard. But, you know, it showed up on game day. And, you know, credit to a lot of people. You know, the scheme, the offensive line, the quarterback. But ultimately, it's, you know, he did a good job this year. So it's cool to see.
You thought some Yeldon changed in the last couple of days? Or are you with TJ?
What's that?
TJ, your thoughts on him changing?
Yeah, I think it's still going to be day-to-day. So he was in there again today and had more flexibility. So, you know, that one's going to be day-to-day.
What do you do about the pressure for their opposing quarterback? Do you just plan a true plan or do you?
Yeah, I think that, you know what, every week we look at the backup quarterback. Uh-huh. But whenever there's an injury, I think you spend a little bit more time looking at him and, you know, his strengths and weaknesses and what he does and how he operates. So, but we're going in the game really with the mindset that, you know, Drew will.
And you're looking at Flynn as the backup because some people suggest, hey, why don't they just play the rookie?
Yeah, that's right. We're looking at all those, at both of them.
Oh, you're looking at yeah. You've got to go back to training camp, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did Ryan Davis look at first practice in a couple
weeks? Pretty good. You know, you could see he had fresh legs, so going through the drill work, and he got some reps. I think that, you know, the number of reps, we'll count them up and see how many he did. I think the big test will be how he feels tomorrow.
Saints have given up 39 touchdown passes, one shy of the all-time record. Does that just jump off the page?
Yeah, you know what? I think, you know, it seems like you know, it's some of the same calls that you see with the switching coordinators, but a little bit different philosophy in when they call things. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, lately how they play it. I know they've given up some points, but, it's a young team that plays very hard, very aggressive. I think they do a really good job of going after the ball. They've got some takeaways and, you know, they, from start to finish, you see a team that plays with a lot of energy. And so I think you've seen them get better within the scheme each week. So, you know, we'll see.
Do they move Browner around? Or will he stick to his side?
He can move around. You might see him in the slot some at times, but for the most part, he's on the perimeter.
How good was he for you?
Well, he's very good. You know, he's a different style of corner. You know, he's very tall. He's got great length. So he plays real physical at the point. And likes to get his hands on you and disrupt routes at the line of scrimmage. So we can anticipate a lot of press coverage.
Has Dennis Allen's defense deviated a lot from Brian's?
You know what? When looking back, they're pretty good on third down. You know, and some of the aggressiveness that you see. But, I mean, a lot of similarities as far as the concepts that you see, the rotations, safeties, how they play them, the coverage concepts. So, you know, more just a different play caller.
Brandon Brown, I think, leads the league in penalties, like 23, 24. So,
kind of like that matchup with, you know, your big guy?
Well, it comes with the style of play. Now, I know that number jumps out at you. And I think that, you know, I know for us, when we play with that style, you know there's going to be some penalties that come with it because of the style. So he's always been pretty aggressive, you know, and it's challenging now. His the way he plays at the line of scrimmage is very challenging for an offense. So I think they better anticipate with that style. You know, some penalties may come, but overall, it puts a lot of strain on the offense.
Sean Payton was just saying a couple minutes ago that he sees that Blake scrambles to throw instead of scrambles to run. Did that happen during the training camp, or when did you see that turn that, you know, he was...
You know what, I think it was a challenge to make sure that he keeps his eyes downfield, but I think during preseason and training camp, you saw some of those traits, where he's more apt to try to make a play happen on the run. You know, extend the play. Because a lot of times when you do that, explosive plays can come about. So I think it's good. It's a trait that we liked for him to have.
Bennett had more snaps on it than he has. How do you like practice today?
He does good. Well, you know what? We revisited every guy again and talked about him. He did really good. 55 plays, I think, he played in. And did good versus the run. Nice job versus the pass. So look to him to get some more reps this week. And practice, you know, we'll take a look at it on tape.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, that's it.